that we could, we heard.
What about somebody who lived way back in the woods? Yeah. They couldn't get to them, they called, they said they were up. Well, you know what a Hoosier was?
No, I never heard that name. A Hoosier.
Or a cracker. In Georgia, we call people a cracker or a peckerwood.
That's those that live way out in the woods?
Yes.
Oh, we don't heard that.
A swamp angel?
Oh.
Never heard any of those?
No.
Okay. Somebody might be coming to see you, and they say, will you be ready and soon? And you say, I'll be with you in
10 minutes or half hour. We have that a lot.
Be with you in just?
Just a little while.
Just a minute?
Just a minute, or something like that, we'll say. Or somebody will call and say, I'll be there in a minute, something like that.
When you see people, say, in town, you say, I wasn't looking for them, I just kind of
ran into them.
And what would you ask them when you saw them in town? You might ask them
different things, a lot of things. If it was people that I knew, we knew, I guess. We would ask most anything. How you been doing, or how's the family, or something like that, you know.
And then, you know, on a day when you're feeling just about average, you say to them, they say, how you doing? You say, oh, that's
fine. So I'd say, fine, that's what I'd say all the time, just fine. They got one little boy living down the country. I bet you if you'd go ask him what Miss Lair tells you when you ask her how she feels, she never feels bad. She just feels fine all the time.
You seem to feel fine all the time.
That was my answer to him all the time. And every time he'd see me, Miss Lair, how you feeling? I said, oh, just fine, nothing to complain about.
When somebody's leaving your house, you say to them,
goodbye, and come back again.
Okay.
And I hope y'all have a nice trip going home or something like that. You know, different things you can tell them.
When you see somebody, when somebody leaves in the morning about 11 o'clock, you say, what?
No. I'm sorry,
didn't have
another dinner talking to them, I guess. That's the way I did with him. I
just you did with me everything. Never sleep.
Well, I just cook enough for myself. If you let me know you're coming, it's all right.
I'll bake the cake.
I said, well, I might tell him if it's somebody that just, I said, well, if I'd have known y'all was coming, I'd have fixed dinner, but I don't have enough.
Then if somebody left, will you say good morning to somebody?
If they left?
Yeah, in the morning, say good morning. When you met somebody about 11 o'clock.
Oh, well, yeah, uh-huh. I would say good morning.
And then after 12, you would say?
Good evening.
What about when?
No, after 12 is afternoon, good afternoon.
Okay, when you're leaving somebody's house at night, you say?
Good night.
Anything you might say to them anytime?
Sleep tight, oh.
Oh my goodness.
Well, like that, we always have some foolishness to say.
Yeah. when you're not feeling well, to see whether you have a fever or not, you feel you, what? Put your hand up to you.
I believe I have a fever.
How would you check?
How would you check?